Now we continue forward. But still, in the practical development, each of the three stages has its necessity and utility. When you are ignorant, you make a tremendous effort. When you begin to have more and more contact, personal effort will diminish more and more as the contact grows more and more. And when you become the Divine Center, there is no personal effort at all. It's all gone. So all the three stages have their necessity and their utility. Predominance of effort, gradual diminution of personal effort, and loss of personal effort. All the three stages have their utility. And they must be given its time or its place. It will not do. It cannot be safe or effective to begin with the last and highest alone. If you just sit alone, saying, I am now in the third stage, when you are only in the first stage, it will be a disaster. If you just sit down and say, now Divine is working in me and I am in a Divine Center, when you are not, it will be a disaster. It will not do, it cannot be safe or effective to begin with the last and highest alone. It would not be the right course either to leap prematurely from one to another. Gradually, you should always be very wise in moving forward from one state to the other. When you are egoistic, admit you are egoistic. But then, do your effort. You cannot cure egoism just by saying, I am not egoistic. It takes a long time. Therefore, at that time, be humble and say, yes, I am egoistic now, but I am now making an effort because that is appropriate to the egoistic stage. It would not be the right course either to leap prematurely from one to the other. For even if from the beginning we recognize in mind and heart the Supreme, there are elements of the nature which long prevent the recognition from becoming realization. A mere idea that God is the doer of all things will not give the realization that God is all doing or doer of all things. But without realization, our mental belief cannot become a dynamic reality. It is still only a figure of knowledge, not a living truth, an idea, not yet a power. And even if realization has begun, it may be dangerous to imagine or to assume too soon that we are altogether in the hands of the Supreme, or are acting as his instrument. That assumption may introduce a calamitous falsity. Before you really the Divine has taken charge of you, if you begin to say, yes, now Divine has taken charge because I have spoken to him. Mere speaking to him does not mean that he has answered. He must accept it. He must really take you in your hands, in his hands. And he must be sure that he has taken you in his hands. He must tell you definitively, yes, I have now taken your charge. And even if the realization has begun, it may be dangerous to imagine or to assume too soon that we are altogether in the hands of the Supreme or are acting as his instrument. That assumption may introduce a calamitous falsity. It may produce a helpless inertia, or magnifying the movements of the ego with the divine name, it may disastrously distort and ruin the whole course of the yoga. There is a period, more or less prolonged, of internal effort and struggle in which the individual will has to reject the darkness and distortions of the lower nature and to put itself resolutely and vehemently on the side of the divine light. The mental energies, the heart's emotions, the vital desires, the very physical being have to be compelled into the right attitude or trained to admit an answer to the right influences. It is only then, only when this has been truly done, that the surrender of the lower to the higher can be effected, because the sacrifice has become acceptable. Then you know the Divine has really accepted your sacrifice, all your tapasya. There was a disciple who asked Sri Aurobindo, "Can I see the Divine?" So Sri Aurobindo said, "The question is whether the Divine wants to see you." Of course you can see the Divine, but the question is whether the Divine wants to see you. This is the stage where we should arrive at. The Divine must want to see us and take our charge. And that comes only when you have constantly made an effort, tapasya. Now we come to the last paragraph of this statement of Utsaha. All this is applicable to us because we are all disciples, we are students of this yoga. The personal will of the sadhaka has first to seize on the egoistic energies and turn them towards the light and the right. This is the first thing to do, to seek the knowledge, to seek to do the right action constantly, to come out of the error, to discover the truth. To stop doing wrong actions and to constantly practice the right action. Because this was the first thing, I started with dharma. You remember long, long ago, I spoke of dharma. I started with dharma because that is the first step. The first thing to be done is to seek the light and the right. That's a seeking of dharma. And to practice dharma is a long process. Once turned, he has still to train them to recognize that always. Always to accept. Always to follow that. Now this word always is very important. Because very often our egoism succeeds in doing one thing, then it relaxes. Then says, "Now I have done it," but does not remember that it has to be done always. Persist in doing the right. Persist in discovery of the truth. Progressing, he learns, still using the personal will, personal effort, personal energies, to employ them as representatives of the higher power and in conscious obedience to the higher influence. Now the word obedience is very, 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 very important. Obedience is the one thing which ego does not like. Ego likes affirmation, assertion. Therefore obedience is to be learned. To obey the higher influence, to achieve the state of obedience is a tremendous achievement. First to discover who is the higher influence, and then to cultivate the influence of obedience. You may not like the order of the higher influence, but you should obey. Therefore, in the Indian system of yoga, the student was told, obey first, obey in the middle, obey last. In every stage of your movement, do not disobey. If you really want to the higher state, obedience must be willing obedience. Not that you are whipped to be obeyed, to obey. No. If you want the divine, if you are eager for the divine realization, then since we are in the ignorance and darkness, since we are committing errors, since we easily swerve from the right path, we should willingly tell the higher influence, as thou wilt, as thou wilt, as you will, I will accept. Let it be done. I want to obey. The eagerness to obey, this should be the real condition of consciousness. I should be very eager. The normal egoism wants to resist. Why? Why should I do it? I don't like it. I don't prefer it. But obedience to the higher influence, remember this. Obedience does not mean that you obey indiscriminately anything and everything, whoever commands you. No. You should be very discriminate. Whom do you obey? The one who is higher in influence, there the obedience should be perfect, ungrudging, willing, joyous. You should be very happy that you are obeyed. Even when you do not believe, even if your mind says, no, I don't want, as long as you are a pupil, as long as you are a student, you want to obey, you want to move forward, obedience is the path. Progressing yet further is will, effort, energy become no longer personal and separate, but activities of that higher power and influence at work in the individual. But there is still a sort of gulf of distance. Even at a higher level of your development, when you can see the higher will working in you, even then, Sri Aurobindo says, do not delude yourself. There is still a gulf between you and him. There is still a sort of gulf of distance which necessitates an obscure process of transit, not always accurate, sometimes even very distorting, between the divine origin and the emerging human current. At the end of the progress, with the progressive disappearance of egoism and impurity and ignorance, this last separation is removed. All in the individual becomes the divine working. All right? We stop here today. Next time we shall come to next time to the third instrument. What is the third one? First is Shastra. Second is Utsaha. Third is the Guru. Good. And fourth is time. Good. So we have now crossed two. We shall be coming to perfection when we have done time. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.